You may not know this, but we all have a superpower. It's our ability to learn and grow and become more resilient. We all go through tough times. Sometimes they seem unbearable, but we do get stronger with each powerful wind. We dig in, we persist, we grow. Welcome to the Think Tank Podcast. Amy Hopkins. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and today we're doing the podcast a little differently. We're talking about how to keep going when the going gets tough. We're talking about resiliency, and resiliency really is about how you pick yourself up after you fall. How do you cope with things that come into your life? How do you make yourself stronger? So what I did is I had a conversation with my husband, and I hope you'll listen to this conversation with my husband, Mike, and hear some themes that we both did individually and separately to try and become stronger and work through difficult times. Hi, everybody. This is Amy, and I'm here with Mike.
Hello, everybody.
And our four dogs. So you might hear some dog noises in the back, but they go everywhere we do. So today, Mike and I are just going to have a conversation with each other about building resiliency and what we've done kind of in the past couple of years to work on building our relationship and building ourselves. So just a quick summary. Mike and I have been together for about 23 years and married for 20 years this June. And we have two children and we have four dogs, and they are all around us. So in the very end of 2019, we found out that Mike had cancer. So we started 2020 off with a bang with a major surgery and then going through all of the rehab and stuff with that. And then he had a couple other major surgeries because he's a bucket of bolts and had to have some other surgeries in that time as well. So it was really hard on both of us, and we both didn't cope with it very well, would you say? I mean,
yeah, it was a struggle for sure. Even old problems that had maybe been a part of things had kind of come to a head at that point because everything was so stressful. So yes, it was very difficult.
Yeah, we didn't do very well. We kind of stopped communicating, and just, I think honestly, like for me, it was all too much. And then you went inward. You went inward. And I took that as, you know, we stopped communicating. We just stopped communicating. And so then, you know, we realized that we needed to do something different and, you know, got into some therapy individually and then had some sessions together. And I think that really helped us. We never didn't want to stay married. We just knew that things had changed, right?
Right. Yeah, it was just the struggles. It was never a matter of not feeling for each other. It was just a matter of losing touch, not paying attention like we should have. And then with all of the things that came on us all at once, it was just really overwhelming. And it came close to, you know, being a really big problem, but we did fight our way through it.
Right. And I think the big thing, too, was it was just like everything that could go wrong kind of felt like it went wrong. And then we had COVID hit. And then so we were not just isolating from each other. We were physically having to isolate from the people that supported us and all of that. And so there was, you know, just again, everything that kind of could go wrong did go wrong. So then, you know, we decided we were going to work together and try and figure this out together. And then we got some more bad news, and we found out that Mike's cancer is back and it's metastasized. So he has stage 4 cancer, and we've just started chemotherapy, and we're going through that. So anyway, just kind of wanted to give a little bit of a backstory as to how we got here and why we want to talk about what's worked for us. And not that we're like experts at it yet. We're just kind of fumbling through.
Yeah, it's definitely a learning experience. It's a mystery. Neither one of us have ever been close to these kinds of things in our family. And you don't realize exactly how many things are going to change and be affected by these types of things. And like Amy said, COVID was just another element to all of it. So it's been a year for sure.
It's been a couple of years. So I'm just going to ask you, I think I know some of these answers, but I may be surprised by some of them. So tell me what you have in the past 2 years, not just, you know, like with the cancer and with the surgeries and COVID and being a dad and being a husband and all of that. When you're looking back at how hard it's been, and what would you say got you through those times?
I would say that the main thing is realizing that you have to use your support system. And I think I had definitely, prior to being so sick and all the bad things coming along, had kind of forgotten about who the important people were and was a little selfish about what I was doing. So, and it wakes you up, but that's the number one thing. I go to treatments and see people that are there by themselves, and I haven't really had to go to anything by myself yet. And I feel bad for them because I think they must not have people, or maybe they don't want it. I'm not sure, but to have support is so amazing. Even if you have somebody sitting there and they're not even talking to you, they're just there. It's supportive. And then attitude is absolutely everything. And it's hard to keep your attitude good because there are times when you feel really awful. And so, I think a lot of years ago, I had somebody tell me something about this thing called self-talk, and basically just the way you speak to yourself. And so I try to pay a lot of attention to the things that I say to myself. And also, probably one of my biggest things, and this always makes me emotional, but there are a lot of people in my life and in my past that inspire me. So that makes a big difference for me to think about what they've been through and are going through. And so I think about that a lot. And everybody could find that in their lives, and that would be important when you're going through something like this. It's hard because people want to help, and they have advice, and they have things that they want to say, and you just have to take some of it with a grain of sand, I guess, but it is, that's still great, because every vibe is a good vibe as far as I'm concerned, so.
Yeah, so you had to learn, I mean, you're a pretty independent guy, and so you had to learn how to rely on people and let them do things for you. And I know for me, with everything that's happened, I've learned about myself that I need like two things that are like polar opposites of themselves. And I need time alone so I can like get centered and take care of myself. And then I really need people. So I also need that kind of support system, and we are very lucky. We are very lucky. We have a lot of people who love and support us, and even though we haven't been able to see a lot of them because of COVID and you know, wanting to be careful with your immune system and stuff, we get a lot of positive support from people.
For sure.
And we've had a lot of positivity just coming from the people I work with and the people that you've worked with.
Incredible support.
Yeah. So we've been really, really lucky that way. So the other thing I just wanted to point out that maybe you didn't talk about was that you do need sometimes just to kind of disengage from your thoughts, to like have, because it can be overwhelming to sit with this, mm-hmm. to sit with everything that we're going through right now. Right. So I know sometimes you just kind of have to like detach. So tell everybody what you do there.
Well, probably more often than not, I get onto my tablet or something and play a really basic puzzle game or something kind of simple that doesn't take a whole bunch of thought and doesn't make me feel any kind of stress, but just completely distracts me from everything, because I'm just literally putting shapes of blocks together to try to build a stack. And, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of competitive trying to build your score or whatever, but it really isn't that. It's just very simple, something that just distracts me. And I find I enjoy watching something on television that's old, like old sitcom or an old movie or something, because they're so simple and they're not crazy like a lot of the things are nowadays. But yeah, I think that's probably what Amy was kind of thinking of, because she's seen me get pretty distracted by these games, and maybe I should be paying attention to something. but yeah, that's something I definitely use. And then my dogs are a huge distraction and comfort, and I call them the therapy dogs, because they, as soon as you sit down and relax and put your legs up or whatever, they are there. They want to be up on and be warm and cozy, and so it's really common to have three dogs on your lap, and I can't think of a better thing to make you feel better than that.
Yeah, they are just pure unconditional love. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
I mean, there's four of them, and it's crazy sometimes, but they are the best thing.
Yeah. So for us, building resiliency was really about learning how to take care of each other, take care of ourselves.
Yeah, well, I think we both had, you know, it's so common for a long-term relationship to get a little stagnant or whatever, and I think some things had happened to us, and then when all of this came along, that stuff was still there, you know. We were still dealing with some things, and not horrible situation that our marriage was failing or anything, but just stuff we needed to probably be aware of, and this knocked us both on the side of the head, and we thought a lot about ourselves, and we thought a lot about each other, and how we would go about, you know, proceeding in the future. And and this stuff has certainly had an effect on us. It couldn't help, but I think it helped us to open up our eyes and realize we needed to work on us, and we did, you know. And it's been a lot better. So
it has.
Yeah.
I know for me, so I need personal time. I need time for myself, and I need people. I need to have people around me. I know for the personal time and the alone, one of the things that I have been doing is walking. And that has been really helpful for me. There's so much good that can come from just 20 minutes a day of exercising, even if it's not even a, you know, it's a slow pace or whatever. Just getting out, getting fresh air, and just moving my body has made a big difference in how I feel overall. You know, we also have kind of wrapped our arms, I think, tighter around our kids too.
That's true.
Because, you know, again, we have limited contact with the outside world, which has just forced us to, you know, do more things with our teenagers than they probably want, but they seem to have benefited from, you know, us taking extra time with them, spending time with them, learning from them, talking to them. So that, I think that too has been really good. It's just, you know, I think that too has been really good. Recognizing the importance of family and, who is texting you? Goodness.
It's our daughter.
Aw. Aw, how sweet.
She sends me those every day.
My gosh. Now she's sending them to me. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time with me. And maybe we'll have you back as a surprise guest sometime in the future. But
okay.
So you can see from this conversation that I had with my husband, Mike, that there are some definite themes that we both do together, separately. Some of those things I just want to point out is the absolute importance of having emotional support. We actually talked about that on our last podcast. So that's going to come into play a lot when it comes to dealing with tough times. You need people around you that build you up, that support you and help you along the way. Another thing that you may have heard is the importance of being positive, that you've got to find the silver lining sometimes. It's hard to find the silver lining, but you've got to find it. That kind of goes to that, you know, that attitude of gratitude. How many things are good in your life? We talked about things that we do to relieve stress, how Mike disengages sometimes, how I need to disengage, maybe take time alone. And we talk about just kind of being kind and forgiving to ourselves. Life is hard. There's no points for suffering. Sometimes you just have to say it is what it is and be kind to yourself and move forward. So I really hope that our story helped inspire you and give you ideas on how you can become more resilient. We need to really experience and revel in the good times. So when things feel overwhelming, we have tools, we have memories, and we have skills to rely on to keep us going. I hope you'll take some time today and figure out how to build up your superpower of resiliency. Figure out what helps you stay grounded, helps you grow, and makes you strong. Thank you for joining the Think Tank podcast. See you next time.